Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking time to call in today, and I trust that God will use this time as a blessing for you. It has been for me already, and I trust that God is at work amongst his people, those that are seeking him. I would like to share some more, as we've already talked a little bit about separation. I'd like to continue in that theme, separation. And I'd like to just kind of review just a little bit here first. We were reading in Isaiah 59 how that our sin separates us from God. That's a separation that the Bible clearly speaks about. It's a separation that I know that anybody in his sensible mind would not want that kind of a separation. I think that's a given here. None of us want to be separated from God if we really have a heart to seek him and to obey him. But we learn about that separation. We also looked at how Jesus said that we're blessed if people hate us and speak evil of us because we are a follower of Jesus Christ. And he said that others will separate themselves from us. We read that in Luke 6, that there is a separation that people will do if they hate God and see us walking with the Lord and having God's blessing in our lives. There's the separation that some will do that. Some will want nothing to do with that. That's another separation. And then we also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, that verse that we're all pretty familiar with says, come out from among them and be ye separate. And I'd like to just, I think there needs to be a little bit of talk here on this subject because I think it can get a little confusing. If we're not careful, we can misunderstand what needs to happen in this situation and what God is actually talking about here to us as believers, that we need to come out from among them and be separate. We need to be separated. And so I think to take a very good look at this, we need to start looking at some of the things here that we see in this scripture to give us some guidance and some help as to just exactly how do we do this. And I'm going to be reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and then we'll go and look at a couple other scriptures here. But I want us to ask this question here. When we're talking about this verse, come out from among them and be ye separate, I think we need to ask two questions here for sure. Number one, we need to ask the question, who is them? Come out from among them and be ye separate. Okay? So we need to ask these two questions. Who is them? And then we have to ask this other question. Who is God speaking to? And Paul is writing here, and I believe he's inspired by God to write. So God is actually speaking to us through Paul. And I want to bring before us the question, who is Paul speaking to? I want to be careful here. I know this is God speaking through Paul. Okay, so but who is he speaking to? And I'd like to just take a look at that with you today. First of all, we go to 2 Corinthians 6, and that's where we find this scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and in verse 17, let me turn to the right one here, 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So, I think we better turn back just a little bit. Let's go, we'll be in the same chapter, those of you that are reading along in your Bible. I'm going to go back to verse 14, and he says here, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So, here's the answer to my question. Who's he talking about separating from? It's the unbelievers. Okay? So the unbelievers. And then he goes on to describe this. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Now, and let me go one more verse here. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Okay, so he's asking these questions. He's given some comparisons here. And he's using some words here. He's looking at fellowship. It says, there be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And I looked up that word fellowship. I think it's a pretty straightforward. But this word in particular here means to be entangled, or it can be a snare. Okay, so he's talking about entanglement. He said, what entanglement has righteousness with unrighteousness? What mingling is there in those two? They don't mix. They shouldn't mix. And then he uses communion. What communion hath light with darkness? Communion there is really the same word. It's a fellowship. It's a being mixed together. And that is what he's saying here. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? What do they have together in common? Why should they be together? They're not. They don't go together. And so I think that's the instruction here that we're receiving here, is he's showing examples here. This is what we need to be looking at. These things don't go together naturally. We shouldn't try to put them together. Light and darkness, believing and unbelieving, it doesn't go together. Okay, and we're going to take a look further at this, because we can take this a little too far if we're not careful, and I'll explain that as we go along. Now let's take a look at, okay, so we see here that unbelievers is what's being addressed here. That's who we're not supposed to have fellowship with, and we're not supposed to be entangled together and ensnared with them. We're not supposed to be among them. He says, come out and be separated from them. Those are the ones. But we're going to get a little deeper into that here. But first, let's go and see who is Paul talking to, or who is God talking to through Paul. He's using Paul to write this, but I'll take you back to the very first chapter in this passage, 2 Corinthians. Now, if you were reading a letter from somebody, and they started describing and explaining some things, it'd be very important for you to understand who is being talked to, who is being spoken to. And so that's what we're going to do here in verse 1, 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, excuse me, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. So this is who Paul's talking to. And he's writing to the church that's in Corinth, and we'll call them the Corinthians. And he said, with all the saints which are in Achaia. These are people that are believers. These are people that have chosen to follow Christ as their Savior and Messiah. He's talking to believers here. And so that's the answer to our two questions. Who is the ones that were called out from among them? It's the unbelievers. And Paul's talking to the church, the believers. That's the thing here. And the reason I want to make a differentiation here in some things is because we can, if we stop there, we might get a little bit perplexed or confused. I believe that Paul has given instruction here within the church. This happens within the church. And now, there are unbelievers all around us that we mingle with all the time. We see them when we go to the store, or when we're passing by somewhere, or they may come to your shop or your farm or wherever you do business. You're going to come across unbelievers. And I don't believe that we're supposed to just push them off and have no dealings with them whatsoever. Now, we're not to have any dealings with their sin and be partakers with them in sin, no. But I believe we are to reach out to them. And I know that can be a little challenging, but I just want to keep reading a little bit of Scripture here to help us to understand. And I'm going to go back to the first letter of the Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians. And we're going to take a look at chapter 5, 1 Corinthians 5. And I'm going to read 9 through 13. And this is, again, Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, for then you must needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. He's talking again about in the church. If we wanted to keep ourselves away from any company of those kind of people that are unbelievers and infidels, we'd have to go out of the world, he said. You have to leave this world to do that. And he said, I'm talking about in the church. Now, we are to go and to minister the love of Christ to the world out there. And I know that gets a little bit uncomfortable, and so it should. It's a scary place to be. But God has called us to be salt and light. He wants us to be a witness and a testimony for him in this world, that they might see a difference in us because of God himself. And I want to challenge you today to be able to let God use you in that unbeliever's life, not that you're yoking up with him and joining together with him, but that you would let your life be a shining light to them. Now, if we're a believer and we're walking in the Lord, I don't believe that God would have us to have that fellowship with the unbeliever. That fellowship, there's a different fellowship that's not, it does mean kind of entangled, but there's a fellowship also that we'd read about in 1 John that's talking about a partnership or participation or distribution. There's fellowship happening between brother to brother. It's a partnership. And I don't believe God will want us to be partners and have a partnership with an unbeliever. That may be something that you don't like to hear, but I think that we have instruction from his word that we shouldn't do that. If that's something that you're involved with and it's really a struggle for you, I just ask you to take that to God and ask him to show you, because I don't believe God wants us to be entangled there. He doesn't want us to be in participation with or partnership. That's my thoughts about it. That's how I understand it. You need to walk through that with the Lord if you find yourself in that situation and see what God would say to you, but read the scriptures and ask God to show you. I believe he will. But God wants us to be out there shining like a light, like a city that's on a hill, a light that cannot be hid, so the world can see Jesus Christ living us, that we are a disciple of his. And that we'd be able to be useful in his kingdom right here in this world, this dark, sinful world, that God would give us the grace to be able to be an ambassador, a representative for his kingdom. The world will notice it. The world will see. They may not follow, they may not accept, but they will see a difference. They will see that we truly are separated. And that's some of the things that I'm wanting to talk about during our times together here on the Daily Inspiration. And I just ask you to meditate on these things today and ask God to help you today to be a light shining in the darkness. God bless you.